Thanks for listening to the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Sponsored by FanDuel.com. FanDuel.com, the leader in single-day fantasy sports contests.
Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Bringing you up-to-the-minute industry news.
Time for me to tell you about the biggest tournament in the history of daily fantasy sports.
Interviews from the biggest names in the industry.
The one and only Kondia. Head Chopper joins us now to talk about this weekend in daily fantasy football. Now on the podcast, Napster Man.
And game analysis to save you time and help you build your bankroll.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head game, you are just going to lose.
Here is your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey, everybody, what's up? Want to welcome you. Friday edition, Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast, all presented to you by FanDuel.com. We love FanDuel for their support of this show. I am Dan Bach. You might know me as DB730 in the daily fantasy circles, and we are here to talk daily fantasy sports with you on this podcast and doing this for, I believe it's almost 4 or 5 years come September. I lose track. It's been so long, but enjoy every minute of it. Things have obviously changed from where we started to where we are today. I'm tempted to go back and listen to that very first podcast I ever did. Actually, I'm not, because I know it's going to be incredibly terrible, and I don't want to listen to myself be terrible. But it's certainly been a great ride, and we continue it on here on rotogrinders.com. We thank you for joining us. Again, you can follow me on Twitter at Dan_Bach. We always kind of periscope this live, so if you want to either catch it maybe, I don't know, 30 minutes earlier before it gets actually on the stream, or you want to see my ugly mug when I talk and screw up, then you can do that. Usually do a little intro and outro, kind of pre and post podcast talk as well. So check that out over there on Twitter at Dan_Bach. Today we got a big night in daily fantasy baseball. DraftKings has I don't know if it's their main event they're calling it. I'll have to double check what the actual verbiage of it. But the bottom line is it's a $1 million first place prize tournament tonight. Now, it's not one of their millionaire makers, because those have the, the $20 buy-in, and then you win $1 million, you know, 250,000 entries, something like that. No, it's their baseball main event, $2.5 million total prize pool, $1 million to first place. Again, no, this is certainly one of those tournaments that not only is it a very high top-end payout, but it's a really expensive buy-in. So hopefully you won tickets. That would be the best way to kind of attack this thing, but it's too late for that. But it's already half full tonight, so it's going to fill. There's no question about that. But somebody's going to be a millionaire playing daily fantasy baseball tonight, so that's pretty cool. But again, if you're kind of tight with your bankroll, be very careful how you ever attack these kind of really top-heavy payouts, especially when you've got, you know, expensive buy-ins like that. It's one thing if you, you know, throw five teams in a $3 tournament that pays $100K on a $300,000 prize pool. Cool, like whatever. But you know, to have, you know, the majority of the payout go into first place with that sort of buy-in. But here's the nice thing about it. This is the other side of the coin is that you've got basically a 1 in 1,850 shot at $1 million. There's only 1,850 seats in this tournament. So obviously those odds much better than what you're getting there in, say, the Millionaire Maker or the Sunday Million. But we'll keep our eye on that. Good luck to all those who have a seat, a ticket, or are buying in on that. And we'll see if the stack takes it down. Probably is going to be my guess that it will. But tonight, a real interesting night in daily fantasy baseball. So we'll talk about that. FanDuel this evening, they've got their typical offerings. Remember, coming up in just a couple of days is their Mega Monster. That's going to be a $700,000 guaranteed tournament, $300 buy-in. And again, they've got their new lobby. Makes it easy to find the satellites and qualifiers. Those used to be a pain in the ass to find, but now they're not. They're easy. You just click that little button and boom, it comes up. It's very simple. So that's what we have going on there. Okay, let's move on to a few other topics I want to hit up on, maybe industry stuff. First and foremost, I want to hit up on the new thing that Cruising to Victory came out with. It's called the Cruise MLB model. The MLB model is obviously going to help you hopefully build better tournaments. I'm not a model guy. I'm not a spreadsheet guy. I look at all the stats, but I don't necessarily, you know, put them in a model myself and have them spit out, an algorithmic lineup. I do use our lineup builder, but in terms of like building my own thing, it's never been my cup of tea when playing daily fantasy sports. And I, you know what? Maybe I'm wrong by not doing it, because a lot of the, you know, best players out there absolutely do have a model, but it's almost kind of been a time thing for me in terms of being able to import everything that I need to do it. Just don't have the time. But Cruising to Victory doing it for us. So it's going to be free through the end of this year. I wouldn't be surprised to see it have a premium thing attached to it come next season. So take advantage of it. We got, what, a month and a week or so of baseball still to go. So I haven't had a chance to play around with it yet. I think it gets launched at about 2 o'clock here today in terms of its updates, but it's very cool. I mean, we're always trying to, you know, push the envelopes with new things. You know, we've got some tinkering coming to our lineup builder, which is going to make it even better. I mean, it's going to be absolutely, you know, the nuts. I mean, it's going to be awesome here. So those things are coming on its way, and hopefully you're enjoying a lot of the stuff that we bring to you here at rotogrinders.com. One other little kind of industry news thing that I took note of, I threw a tweet out there today, was it looks like DraftKings kind of changed up their advertising campaign for this year. I think that's real smart. You know, that's been, I think, one of the few mistakes they've kind of made along the way. Is I think last year the campaign was weak. I didn't find too many people who were really, I'll say, even impressed. That's not really the term to use, but if anything, I think it almost did more harm than good last year. But this year they're going with a new advertising company, and obviously they had those Millionaire Maker commercials which are going on, and I've got no problem with them. I mean, it's obviously showing people in the moment winning $1 million. I think that's great. And the new campaign looks like it really hits on what's, you know, kind of important in terms of people like, you know, following and grinding their games on their phone, and a lot of different people in different situations. So I'm fine with it. I mean, again, I don't think you have to reinvent the wheel when it comes to advertising about DFS, but I don't think you want to kind of go overboard. And I think last year they kind of went overboard in terms of trying to be cute with the advertising, and in my eyes it didn't work. So good job by them in terms of mixing that up. Edward Norton, of course, of movie fame, Academy Award winner, maybe, certainly nominated. I don't know if he's won, but he is the guy who's voicing the commercials, and so very recognizable voice there. And ultimately, I guess they've got about five of these, I think I read this morning, that they've developed. So be looking for those to continue over there for DraftKings, and they're going to be everywhere. I mean, when you have the nut that they have to fill in terms of advertising dollars that they've committed, you're going to see them everywhere. You already are seeing them everywhere. And, you know, last year it seemed like every commercial break was FanDuel DraftKings. This year it's going to be the same thing. And it's, you think it's bad now, as they even talk about in the actual article, I think it was Washington Post or New York Times, one of those. It's actually going to, I don't say get worse, but this isn't even their main focus. Like, they usually really go after it once the year gets started, you know, week three, week four, you know, into week six, week seven, when a lot of the season long guys is, you know, hopes and dreams have been dashed, then they move to daily. So you're going to see an absolute ton more of, you know, these ads just, you know, all through the fall. So, I mean, we're here, boys and girls, we're here. I mean, I think we're as mainstream pretty much after this year that we could possibly get, in my opinion. So it's going to be interesting. We're seeing incredible prize pools. And the question has to be asked, FanDuel, DraftKings, what are their football championships going to be? You have to think that we're going to have announcements coming, if not this next week, then the week after. Because obviously you think you would want them from, you think you'd want them for week one of the regular season. And Last year, FanDuel did $10 million with $2 million to first place. I think that's a realistic number again, but the question is, do we go bigger than that? Because the problem that we run into is that if we get too big, the value of those tickets are immense, and it's really like you're talking about like $100,000 in the value of a ticket. Realizing that is really, really tough. And I think, and not only that, but you know, the size of the games you have to run get really, really big. And not that in football you can't fill them, but they're just that much harder to get to. And then the flip side of that is, well, you could just make the events bigger. Instead of having 100 people, you could have 200 people. But the problem you run into with that is coordinating a live event and flying that many people out to Vegas to run one of these tournaments is something that I'm sure is in, you know, Ken Berman and Kevin Kim's nightmares over there on FanDuel to think, will we ever have to do double the amount of finalists we have there? Because it's hard. It is a ton of work. And same with Tori over there at DraftKings. I mean, to be able to coordinate these events, they make it look easy, but it's not easy at all. So for them to just kind of say, okay, well, we'll go bigger and we'll just have more people, I think that I'd love it if they could do that, because I think the more expensive ticket to me as a player is not necessarily one thing that I'd necessarily like to see. So it'll be interesting. My prediction is I think it's going to be a little bit more this year. I think it might be 3 million to first, maybe 1.5 million to second, 1 million to third, and you know what? It might even go as far as the top five finishers win $1 million. I don't know. I really have no clue. But if I had to put a total prize pool on it, it was 10 million last year, 15 maybe. I mean, in theory, they could go to 20, but that would blow me away if they did that. It would absolutely blow me away. But we will see. I mean, I think it was last season, DraftKings announced FanDuel, or I don't know, was it baseball this year? One of those two where I think it was DraftKings actually increased their prize pool after FanDuel announced theirs, which I thought was great. Like, oh no, we've got to add more money to the prize pool. Sounds good. But either way, it's going to be a huge, huge year. But 15 million, there's my prediction. 15 million in the prize pool paid out at the final. We'll see if I'm right. All right, let's get to the analysis. 12 minutes in, I haven't even talked games for tonight, and we've got a lot to hit up on. So let's do it. We'll look at the pitching matchups here. Started out, now we've got some stud pitchers going here. So we'll start Colorado and Pittsburgh. I don't think anybody will call Francisco Liriano a stud pitcher, but when he's going against the Colorado Rockies, his studliness certainly goes up a good bit. He's a minus 254 favorite. He is, I believe, the biggest favorite or close to it tonight, and this includes a night where you've got Clayton Kershaw, where you have Max Scherzer, where you have Matt Harvey. So Liriano, Vegas loves him here at home against this, Rockies offense, which certainly against lefties, you know, can be had. So Liriano, don't discount him. His salary on FanDuel tonight looks like it's 9.5K. So he's going to give you significant savings off the 11K, or God forbid you want to pay 13K for Clayton Kershaw tonight. He's not a bad option. Padres and Phillies, I think we can safely avoid these pitchers here today. Ian Kennedy against Aaron Nola. Total in that game is 8. The Marlins and Nats, Max Scherzer against Adam Conley. And Scherzer, a minus 260 favorite. So he's a little bit higher there than Liriano, but not much. And let's face it, he gets maybe the best matchup of the day against the Marlins offense, which pretty much stinks. And he's at home. The total is 7. The run, what is it, speculation, I guess you could put it at, for the Marlins, 3.14. He's a good bit cheaper than Kershaw. I think he's the play over Kershaw tonight, by far, on FanDuel, not even close. There could be some argument to be said that you get to save 2K and get Liriano, who's a bigger favorite, has comparable K upside to Scherzer. But I think that's got to be more for tournaments, just because we've seen Liriano be in good spots before and absolutely flame out. So that's the risk you run with him. Blue Jays and Tigers, Ari Dickey against Matt Boyd. Dickey a 2-1 favorite, but total in this one at 9.5. Really telling me, watch out for these Toronto bats. They've been hot as well lately. I could easily see them getting going here against the lefty at home. Dickey, not anybody I'm really interested in on a night like tonight. I think there's just better ways to go. Salary's pretty reasonable at 7.6K. So if you need to find an under AK option, I guess you could consider him. Angels and Indians, 7.5 here. Danny Salazar against Andrew Heaney. Obviously, the Angels not very good on offense at this point in time. Justin Verlander, who's obviously looked good lately, nearly threw a no-hitter the other day. For me, again, if I'm going to route this game, it's going to be Danny Salazar, but for the most part, not using pitchers there. Again, 7.5 the number. Matt Harvey against the Red Sox and Henry Owens on the mound for the Bo Sox. He's a -199 favorite is Mr. Harvey. And again, Red Sox not really in contention here. So, you know, their lineup, especially David Ortiz, a little bit banged up. Not a whole lot going for him. And I think Harvey's going to be really under-owned tonight, because I think if people are going to spend 11K, they're going to go over to Scherzer. But in cash games, I still think that's a slightly better, safer option versus the Marlins than versus the Red Sox here for Harvey. But I don't hate him at all for tournaments. Royals and Rays, Erasmo Ramirez against Edinson Volquez. A pretty low total in this one at 7, and the line is a small favorite there for the Royals. Not a game I really want to focus too much on offensively or even with starting pitching. Let's go over to the Yankees and Braves. You've got Tanaka against Williams Perez here, and you've got Tanaka -219 favorite this morning, total at 7.5. And I think that there's a 219 favorite on the road for a guy like Tanaka is, I mean, he's a good pitcher. He's not great. You know, this isn't Kershaw. This isn't Scherzer. This isn't Chris Sale. He's okay, but he's not, you know, super stud. And here you have him sitting at a -200 on the road. Something smells here. I don't know if it's Tanaka going to pitch, you know, 8 innings of shutout ball, or if you're going to have the likes of Ellsbury, Gardner, Rodriguez, Teixeira, McCann go ham against Williams Perez. I think I'd side a little bit more with the offense, you know, kind of going off there for the Yankees. I think they make really good targets here tonight. Orioles and Rangers, 8.5. Cole Hamels against Kevin Gausman. Maybe on another day I'd consider Hamels, but a real small favorite at -125. Tough ballpark for him to pitch in. Not really too much interested in him here today. Cincinnati Reds and Brewers. We've got Taylor Youngman against Raisel Iglesias. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but Iglesias is a small dog here to Youngman, who's been okay. Kind of got hammered at his last start on Saturday. Total at 7.5. Neither of these two offenses really blowing me out of the water here. And again, I think there's better targets both offensively and potentially with certainly the arms. I mean, you got a few bats in here. Todd Frazier still under 3K on FanDuel. Ryan Braun starting to get it going just a little bit. Scooter Jeanette, min salary leading off. Those are some of the guys to consider. John Danks, usually a guy we like to pick on against the Mariners here tonight. And this game in Chicago, you've got Seattle a -130 favorite, total 8.5. We like to use righties, I think, against John Danks. So that means Nelson Cruz, Franklin Gutierrez at 3.3K near the top of our list. I don't really use BVP that often, but when Austin Jackson, of all people, has really good BVP and big sample sizes, you kind of take notice. So if you wanted to stack up righties for Seattle in a tournament, do it. Houston and the Twins, Scotty Kazmir against Kyle Gibson. Kazmir -129 favorite. I'd be more interested in bats, I think, than pitching in this game. Kazmir's been pretty solid there for Houston. I'm not sure this matchup versus the Twins is where I want to use him, certainly on the road, so I'll pass. Sonny Gray and Chase Anderson. Gray is a pretty much even, I don't want to say even money favorite, but -106 against Chase Anderson and the Diamondbacks. Tough ballpark out there in Arizona. We've seen that offense get hot from time to time. Gray, on another day, can be a number one pitcher, but on a day like today, he's off my radar. Cubs and Dodgers, Jason Hamill against Clayton Kershaw. Kershaw, an insane $13,000 salary. Here's the deal. I love the matchup versus the Cubs. This guy should have 12 strikeouts hands down tonight against this offense, which, let's face it, you know, they miss the ball a lot. They're much improved team from top to bottom. Love what Joe Maddon did. Got some great young players, but they strike out a lot. Kershaw's one of the best in baseball. -221 favorite. But to pay $13K for him, I think, is outlandish. I just don't think, especially in a day like today, I'm noticing enough value that would remotely make me think it's worthwhile, especially in tournaments. In cash games, I'm still against it just because I feel like we're going to get equal or greater production from a pitcher like Max Scherzer tonight at $1,500 less in salary. I mean, that's a big upgrade. You know, that gets you from, you know, Scooter Jeanette to Troy Tulowitzki. I mean, that's a huge difference there in terms of the type of player that you can roster. So, for me, I think Kershaw's going to be under-owned tonight, and I'm fine with that. I don't want a piece of him because not only could he potentially still get lit up, it's not an impossibility, but there's just going to be nothing left for you. And you're going to be bare bones in your hitters tonight, and I don't want that. Cardinals and Giants last game for a 6.5 here, really low total between these two teams. Michael Walker might be under some consideration. I mean, the projected run line for San Francisco is 2.96. That's the lowest on the slate. That offense is scuffling big time. I don't think I'd go Walker in anything but tournaments because, again, I just feel like Scherzer's the best bet tonight, so let's just go there. Mike Leake, another guy who I'm certainly not going to have too much exposure here to today. The Cardinals, not a particularly great offense at the moment, but you know who hit a home run yesterday? Brandon Moss finally hit a home run yesterday. Maybe he makes it two in a row. Min salary outfield punt for you. So there you go. That's our matchups there at pitcher. Salary charts here for tonight. Let's quickly take a look at this. Kershaw at $13K on FanDuel, 14.3 on DraftKings. Again, you're almost saving $2K to Scherzer at 11.3 on FanDuel. 1,300 difference as well on DraftKings. Liriano looks like a pretty safe, you know, cheaper option there on DraftKings too at 9,900. So he is under 10K. Don't mind him at all over on that site tonight. Tanaka at 9,800 on DraftKings, 8,900 on FanDuel. Again, another guy who's very likely to pick up win points tonight. I think it's a great pitching slate here. There's just so many different ways, you know, you can play it tonight, which I think we love. That's what makes it such a skill game and such a fun puzzle to try and solve each and every day. All right, let's look at some stats here. Lefty-righty splits, pitchers, who do they struggle against? And it doesn't bode well for Matt Boyd. It's smaller sample size in 22 innings, but righties, 362 WOBA, 307 average, 840 OPS. His K rate's pretty decent, but going up there to Rogers against that right-handed heavy lineup of the Blue Jays, good luck. John Danks as well against Seattle, 360 WOBA to righties, 282 that average, the OPS over 800. Talked about those righties for the Mariners tonight on my radar. Erasmo Ramirez, 356 the WOBA to righties against the Kansas City Royals tonight. John Gray, pretty small sample size there. We'll pass on him. But Chase Anderson, another one, 284 average, 343 the WOBA to right-handed bats here tonight for Arizona. Numbers versus lefties. Let's see. At the top of the list here tonight, we'll look for a decent enough sample size. And it's Williams Perez, who is at the top, who's not so hot. 375 with a 291 average. The OPS 865 to lefties. Brian McCann. Ellsbury's banged up, but if he's in the lineup tonight, could be another consideration. Gardner. Teixeira, there's some more options for you. So I'm a big fan of the Yankees here tonight. Iglesias struggles a little bit against lefties, 342. The WOBA, 305, the average. Could be an Adam Lind night. He's been awful, though, man. Really been awful lately. And Mike Leake, I talked about Brandon Moss. There you go. There's your lefty for you. 305, the average allowed to lefties, 342, that weighted OBA. Okay, let's move on to hitters for tonight. We'll look at a little bit of BVP. Again, we look at the largest sample sizes we can when we kind of go through these things. And I did mention Austin Jackson before, so we'll start with him. 52 at-bats, so big sample size. And you're looking at 442 against average against John Danks, three home runs and three doubles. Again, if you're looking for a low salary punt guy, which he kind of qualifies for, and he's got BVP in his favor, and the handedness and the splits are there, I don't have a problem like putting it as part of the equation. I'm not saying you plug and play him, but if you need to find a value option, I don't mind him tonight against the always vulnerable Austin Jackson. Dexter Fowler, he's banged up too. I don't know if he's going to be playing tonight, but he's actually really hit Kershaw well, but don't play hitters versus Clayton Kershaw unless you want to lose, okay? Very simple. That's it. Again, we're only looking for like the larger sample sizes that we can. Those guys certainly stand out for us here today. Let's move on to our matchup, WOBA, for tonight. I think we're going to see a lot of Blue Jays in our matchup, WOBA. This takes the handedness of the pitcher versus the handedness of the hitters, puts a little number together, and gives us matchup WOBA, weighted OBA. So let's see what we got. Russell Martin near the top. He's cheap on FanDuel tonight. At the top, I should say, against Boyd for Detroit. Yan Gomes, he's another guy that we like to use against lefties. Gets one in Heaney, so at 2,600, I believe, on FanDuel, under consideration there. Steven Vogt against Anderson cracks the top five, and Brian McCann right on the edge of the top five of our WOBA machine against Mr. Perez. Over at first base, Miguel Cabrera against R.A. Dickey is tied with Adam Lind. Lind, we'll see. You know, you look at recent performance, he sucked. But when you look, break down the splits and everything else, he looks like a good play against Iglesias tonight. But again, his price, not terrible. So I think he will be more popular than people make him out to be. Edwin Encarnacion's been mashing lately. You got to love him. But the price tag, going to be tough to get him in there with any top flight pitcher here tonight. Teixeira, on the other hand, took a pinch hit the other night. Should be back in the lineup, I think, tonight. Assuming he is, put him under consideration as a decent enough value play. Makes the top five of the matchup WOBA. Over at second base, Scooter Gennett. You always love it when you get a min salary leadoff guy at the top of the WOBA machine. And that's what we have today for Scooter. So I think he'll be really popular because he'll fit with the high price pitching options that we have today in Kershaw, Scherzer, those guys, Harvey. Danny Espinosa next up against Conley. Ian Kinsler against R.A. Dickey. Daniel Descalso against Liriano, no thanks. And Colton Wong against Mike Leake. There's the lefties and their success. Wong, not a bad price tag, but another guy not hitting the ball really well lately. Josh Donaldson tops at third base. I think he's 6K on FanDuel tonight. I'll go his ownership in the Grand Slam tonight at 2%. He's too expensive. You can't make it work. So Donaldson against the lefty Boyd at home. Mike Dong, but if he doesn't, then he doesn't pay off the number. Next up, we've got David Wright against Owens, the lefty there for the Red Sox. Justin Turner versus Jason Hamill. He loves the righty and righty splits. Matt Carpenter and Anthony Rendon. They round out our WOBA machine over there at third base. Shortstop tonight, Tulo up top against Boyd, followed by Dietrich Andres Blanco, Carlos Correa, and D.D. Gregorius against Williams, Perez, Ian Desmond right outside the top five. And in the outfield, not surprising to see Nelson Cruz, Joey Bats up top. If I had to pay up for any one player tonight, I think it's probably going to be Nelson Cruz. I think he'd be the guy I'd pay up for. Bats not far behind. Trout third. Michael Kadire comes in fourth. He's first base eligible on FanDuel. We'll talk about that here in a moment. But another guy who definitely shows up tonight. J.D. Martinez and then a couple of Yankee outfielders, Beltran and Gardner, into the top seven. Adam Jones, definitely look at his injury status. Mark Trumbo makes the top ten. Trumbom. Also another guy who's been kind of hot with the stick lately. All right, let's move on to our position-by-position breakdown. If I'm going cash, I think I'm going Scherzer tonight. Maybe if I got the stones today to do it. A little Liriano, maybe? No. Why would I do that? Why would I put myself under that spell of Francisco Liriano? Because he just lets us down every freaking time. But no, Max Scherzer, nice, safe, easy option tonight versus Miami. At catcher, I think Russell Martin, assuming he's in the lineup tonight, 2,500 in that offense, they're going to score a heap of runs. He's very, you know, underpriced in my estimation. Hasn't really been great, I'll give you that. Like, the game logs, there's not a whole lot of sexiness to him. What, four hits in the last 10 games that he's been in? So I understand definitely some room to, you know, potentially go another way, but you know, kind of back at home. I think they've been on the road for a while. This is maybe a good spot for Russell Martin to get going. Don't hate Yan Gomes either at that same 2600 price. So, or 100 higher, but at 2600, I think he's certainly another pitcher or hitter you got to consider at catcher, and Stephen Vogt as well. So there you go. Over at first base, price wise, Prince Fielder really stands out at 3100 going against Kevin Gausman. Righty lefty matchup in a great ballpark. Another guy who, you know, the game logs are not pretty, but they're not quite as ugly as Russell Martin. But really, no, what am I looking at here? Last 10 games, he's only got one extra base hit. Just one. That's it. A double 10 days ago. So Fielder kind of in a little bit of a late season funk here, but I like the value that we're getting. Gausman can certainly give it up. And that same number, though, you got Michael Kadire, who's really, since he's come back off the disabled list, looked really, really good, especially in matchups here versus lefties. He gets one tonight. So I'm certainly not hating on Michael Kadire today, 3,100. I talked about Adam Lind. Let's see. He is at 3,500, so a little bit more expensive. I think I'd prefer Mark Teixeira if he is in the lineup here tonight at 3,200, but we've got to keep our eye on that to make sure that he is playing. Over at second base tonight, you've got Scooter at 2,200. So, again, he's going to be really popular based on the way that the salaries are made up today. I mean, you always have these correlations when you've got that real underpriced guy with all those expensive pitchers. So in tournaments, those are usually the guys you want to fade, because if they go 0-for-4, you got a nice little potential upside, especially if you find the guy who hits a home run or two. So just in tournaments, think of it that way. In cash games, you got to have a completely different mentality. Brian Dozier today, the matchup's tough for him because he's got 3,200 here going against the lefty in Kazmir, but he's notoriously a lefty killer, underpriced. I think he's a $3,800 to $3,900 player and hits near the top of that order, so I don't mind him at all. I think Dozier at 3,200. If I'm not going Scooter, I think for tournaments in particular, you really got to love his upside here today. Anthony Rendon has really kind of picked it up. He's got multi-hit games in three of his last five, hits in five straight games, and basically just positive side of ledger. 2.25, 3.5, 3.25, 10, 13. So Rendon's starting to kind of get in a groove here at the plate for the Nationals. So those are some of the guys I'm looking at there. Over at third base tonight, Todd Frazier still underpriced at 2,900, but he hasn't, you know, done a lot to really jump that salary. 0-for-4. Did have two multi-hit games in a row. But against Youngman, I'm fine with this. This is a guy, not a bad ballpark there in Miller, and a guy who usually hits righties better than he hits lefties anyway. So for under 3K, another guy I expect to be really popular. A-Rod at 3,500. You can go up a little bit more for him. No hits in his last four games. So certainly another kind of cold bat, but I think a great opportunity here. I think that the Yankees put up a bunch of runs on the board. Lefties against Mike Leake. Matt Carpenter would fall into that category of one to consider. He's been positive four consecutive games there for the St. Louis Cardinals. And maybe Justin Turner. I mean, that game's got a lowish total, but only 3K salary on him tonight over there at third base. Moving on to shortstop. Tulo, 3,800. Chalk him up for me. If he's over 4K, I probably fade. But at under 4, I can get behind that one, certainly against the lefty at home. Other options for you at the shortstop spot. Not the prettiest of positions to have to roster. You've got Alcides Escobar, potentially 2,400. He's kind of been a bit of a letdown for most people who've used him. Not a whole lot's really standing out in the value end for me. I mean, I think Tulo's the guy that I want tonight. I think he's in a great position to hit a home run. And the salary's expensive, but, you know, even if you're using a top-tier pitcher today, unless it's Kershaw, if it's Kershaw, you're screwed. But if you go Scherzer, you can easily get a guy in the upper threes, and he is in the upper threes. Okay, my phone was ringing, so I was in the middle of the Periscope. Hopefully this still works. Next up, the outfielders. Brett Gardner, really like him today at 3K against Rogers Perez. So I think he'll be a good option for me today. I think I talked about Austin Jackson, his incredible BVP. I think him and Trumbo are the righties that I potentially might want there today. So take a look at those guys in your outfield tonight. Again, I'm trying to give you some value options because just telling you to play Joey Batts doesn't do you much good, because I don't think, you know, you're using Taylor Youngman as your pitcher tonight. Or God forbid, if you are, pick up my head-to-head games and we can go mano-a-mano. Andre Ethier should draw the start. I think you see Puig is a little bit banged up here versus the right-handed pitcher. So there's another potential outfielder for you that's a little bit cheaper in salary. Jay Bruce, 2,700. Love the tournament upside on him. A lot of potential there. And I think that's about what I'm looking at there. Yeah. I'm going to go another fearless call for you tonight. Trumbo hits a trombomb against John Danks. There you have it. You've got it. That's the prediction. So that's it. That's our look at Daily Fantasy Baseball for you on this Friday. Best of luck in your matchup. Okay, this is the part of the show I tell you about my friends at FanDuel. You know about FanDuel. Of course you do. They talk about them every single day here on the show. NFL season is out. They've got a Sunday Million, which is going to be freaking awesome. A way for you to potentially win $1 million on FanDuel. $25 buy-in. Their $1 million rush tournament. It's $1 million tournament with a $5 buy-in, 100K to first place. So lots of unbelievable tournaments. Still can't wait for the World Fantasy Football Championship announcement. That should be coming. College football starts next week. They got their games in the lobby for Thursday. Should have Saturdays up shortly. Included in that is the Playboy Mansion live final, which I believe it's 70 people going to be going out to Southern California in, what is it, late November. Doesn't suck. I mean, that's going to be a beautiful time of the year. Bowl games, the mansion, you know, it's one of those kind of, you can use the, you know, bucket list is a little cliched, but it's one of those things that how many opportunities in life are you ever going to be able to go? So have a good time, you know, win a lot of money more than anything. And I hope to be there. And if I'm not, I'm going to call this football season an absolute failure. So, again, they've got qualifiers for $200 and a $25 qualifier as well in the lobby over at FanDuel. And, of course, coming up on the 31st of this month is the Super Monster, $700,000 guaranteed prize pool. So be on the lookout for that. So we want to thank FanDuel, great sponsor of this very podcast. Check them out, FanDuel.com. And with that, I'm done for today and for the week. Be back on Monday. Monday, we're going to make an announcement on all of our Grinders live shows for this NFL and college season. I'll let you in on a little bit of a secret. College Football After Dark, Thursday night's coming back. Chop and I. So be on the lookout for that. But we've got an unbelievable group of talented football minds from all across the fantasy landscape. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Going to be joining us this year on Grinders Live. So look for that announcement coming next week. And hopefully you're enjoying those shows. We throw them here on the podcast RSS as well. So tons of information for you guys this football season. Do check us out for Grinders Live tonight. I mean, again, lots of money to be won. $1 million over on DraftKings. So the guys can help you out. 3:30 up until 7 o'clock. They will have all your coverage. Preseason football over at DraftKings tonight, too. I think Seth Yates has his preseason column coming out today. So believe it or not, money to be won. This is actually the best week of preseason football because guys actually play an entire half. So that's kind of exciting. But so lots of stuff happening in the daily fantasy landscape. Glad you're coming here to Roto Grinders, finding this podcast, and following all the stuff that we do. Until Monday, have yourself a tremendous weekend, and we will see you.
Thanks for listening to the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Don't miss an episode by subscribing to it on iTunes and Stitcher. And for up-to-the-minute DFS news, please follow us on Twitter at Roto Grinders.